Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 85 for September 5th, Friday, September 5th, 2014. It's Friday, thank goodness. Got through another week. And not only that, but I have a topic because I saved one back. I was almost going to save another one back, but I didn't. So we got to go to the hopper, which is supposed to be full of stuff. We're going to go to the well and just drop the bucket in tomorrow and see what happens. Tonight I'm talking about a book, and actually today is the good day to talk about it because the most recent book that I've read, I'm actually behind on sticking books into Goodreads. I'm a Goodreads user. I'll make a link in the show notes and make a note of that. Goodreads. I'm a Goodreads user, if you are. I know a couple of the people that I know, of the handful of people that I know listen to this, at least Dave Schlesher and Paul Fidalgo are Goodreads users. And I really like Goodreads. It's fun. But I'm behind on books on there right now. And actually, oh, thank goodness. That reminded me of a different book. Sorry you have to listen to me making notes. Desperate times go with desperate measures, or pop, whatever. You know what I'm saying. With desperate times come desperate measures. And I just realized I knew another topic. So, another book. And, you know, in a larger sense, I've been trying to think of, okay, when we get back to the... And I know I said, I guess, day before yesterday that I was thinking maybe three times a week or probably two times a week. I've been thinking about it. Once a week is probably sounding good. We will go with once a week, I'm thinking. And if I just can't stand waiting a whole week, I'll do another one. You know, it's podcasts, so it's not like there's any requirement. I think I should probably find myself a good time once a week and do one then. And then if, you know, if inspiration hits me and I feel like I've got to do one, I can do one anytime I want. But I think, you know, not for the sake of publishing, because it doesn't matter in the podcast model, but for the sake of doing, of putting the ass in the chair and doing the thing, giving myself a schedule of doing it at a particular time once a week sounds like a good idea to me. But books. So I've been thinking, what kind of things am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? And with a whole week of life experience, you know, doing at least a few minute podcast is going to be a whole heck of a lot easier, but grabbing the rudder and steering things a little bit more carefully is not a bad idea. On Paul Fidalgo's podcast last year, he asked me, you know, one of the things we talked about was the fact that I'd done the challenge and that I was getting back into podcasting. He kind of asked me, he's like, why? Wasn't quite that blunt, but it's close. And really it's kind of, it's similar to why do you blog, you know, and I don't blog as much now, and that's, I mean, I spend time writing on social networks, which isn't the same and isn't quite as good. Another aside, Dave Schlesher right now is playing with a really interesting project that may couple together more closely, Posse, I believe. Yeah. Which may let you write at your domain and syndicate things out and be not only syndicate them out, that's not terribly difficult, but also be able to gather back in like the comments and the likes and things like that from other networks and show them on your central blog as well. And I think that is super cool. That may be, Dave may podcast about it. But if he shares and we get all this stuff up and working, that may be an interesting topic of discussion at some point. But anyway, thinking about, you know, what do I want to talk about on these things? One of the things that it seems reasonable to me are books that I read that I enjoy. I don't enjoy everything, but I tend to, you know, books that I wouldn't enjoy, I tend to just not read, or, you know, I mean, you don't bat 1,000 on this stuff. Yeah, I've got a couple books on my e-reader, and that's an interesting thing. On an e-reader, I can just stop reading a book. I guess it's because you can't see it, at that point. You know, you can if you scroll back. But when I was reading books primarily on paper, I had a very, very, there are probably literally handful, maybe handfuls, couple handfuls, but books that I stopped reading and did not finish. Even if I didn't like the book, I kind of just grit my teeth and get through it. You know, sometimes you're just kind of like burning through it, almost skimming, but I had a very difficult time with physical books and just abandoning them, you know, mid book, even if I didn't particularly like it. It's much easier with ebooks because, you know, another one pops into your list and you're just like, oh yeah, if I scroll way far back, I'll see that book that I started and haven't finished. So yeah, books that I like or books that I think are really not important, but, you know, interesting. This could certainly be a topic of the podcast. Well, I'm 6 minutes in. I haven't even gotten to the topic. So yeah, I could definitely do this for a podcast. So the book that I finished the book 3 or 4 days ago when I put it on my list, and it's been one of these topics that's been hanging around since like Tuesday. I think I finished it on Tuesday. But it's called Echopraxia by Peter Watts. And one of the things about Peter writes like hard, somebody described it as almost like hard space opera. He writes, he is one of my absolute favorite authors. And his books are just amazing and just keep getting better. He's an amazing author. But one of his kind of hallmarks is he has a notes and references section at the back of his book. Cause he's a biologist, who's become a science fiction writer. His books tend to have a lot of, not just biology, physics, all sorts of like science related stuff in them. And at the end of the book, he will talk about the real world, like papers and, you know, journal articles and such that he has read that gave him the inspiration for the various topics that ended up in the book, and cite them. So you have, not only do you have his discussion of it and what he thought about it, you have just voluminous citations. When I was reading through and finishing up today, I think I added like 3 books to my Kindle reading list because...
They're on such totally different books.
Because I caught references of them in his notes and references. So yeah, I finished the book 3 days ago, but I've been working through the notes and references off and on, and it wasn't quite as I got to finish this. But it took me several days to get through the notes and references, but I finished those today, so it's appropriate at this point to talk about it. Outstanding book. It is, if you're familiar with his writings, this is in the same, not the same universe as the Behemoth series. It's in the same universe. In fact, it's sequel-ish to his previous book, Blindsight. And they're both very good books. I would probably say, in some senses, excellent, excellent book. Don't get me wrong. In some senses, I didn't quite enjoy this book as much as I did Blindsight, but I think going back over it in my head, the reason was because I read Blindsight first. You could almost read them in either, well, you can't really read. This is a sequel. They don't have very much to do with each other, but there are connections. If you're going to read both, I would recommend that you read Blindsight first. But if for some reason you came across Echopraxia and you read it and it blew your mind, which it probably would, and then you decided to read Blindsight, it would probably be kind of a similar situation where there was part of what is interesting is just the concepts that he's coming up with for this late 21st century unit for this world, Earth, and the solar system, and the things that are going on, the world building that he's done. And in the second book, that's more background material. You've already seen it once, so it's not as much of a surprise. You're not rolling around in your head as like a new thing. So I'm not trying to take away from the book at all. It's the story is actually, I'm going to have to read. I've read Blindsight. I do read books that I like more than once. And there are some books that I like that I read more than once, not only because I like them, but because I didn't get the book the first time. And Blindsight is absolutely one of those books. And so is Echo Pricey. I'm going to have to read it again now that I kind of know what's going to happen so that I can get down deeper into the details and understand the interesting things that he's doing. The man is a good writer. It's hard sci-fi, fantasy, space. I didn't fantasy. Sorry. I meant space. I was going to say space fantasy, and I really meant space opera. And then I said fantasy. So huge overarching, you know, like epic plots. But his biology is, he's a biologist, you know? And like I said, he's got citations in the back of the book for almost every crazy thing that he's doing. You know, it's set in the late 21st century. Some crazy stuff has happened with mankind. We may have encountered aliens, and people are going around the solar system trying to figure out what's going on. And meanwhile, crazy stuff is happening on Earth. We're in and singularity fiction is no longer the hot stuff that it was in the early 2000s. But his world is a world that is in what I would consider like a generally called a slow takeoff singularity event, where we're going, it's post-human, things are happening. These hive minds, and the main difference there is like the level of the size and the level of the of interconnectedness of a group of minds, you know, into these beings that are just more than human. Other types of human augmentation, artificial intelligence, all this stuff is going on, and it's all kind of slamming together at the same time, and non-augmented humans barely even understand. They don't understand even the world that's around them at all. It's I'm not doing it justice. Actually, the best on his blog, Peter referenced a review in the Los Angeles Review of Books, which is like, and I went and read it. It's very good. It's an essay. It discusses the plot of the book to a certain extent, but it's nothing that's going to give away any huge spoilers. It might be worth skimming because I'm not going to do the book justice. Like I said, I might try reviewing books. I'm not there yet. I'm going to have to practice on some book reviews. So I'm just going to shunt you off to the Los Angeles Review of Books. It's an essay about the overarching themes of Echopraxia. And both Blindsight and Echopraxia play around with notions of things with having to do with the brain. Well, so Blindsight, one of the themes of the book is the notion of consciousness and the separation of consciousness and intelligence. You know, what happens if a being is not conscious at all? You know, can you have intelligent beings that aren't conscious? So consciousness is a big theme in Blindsight. In Echopraxia, autonomy and free will is one of the main, you know, is there free will? Do we have autonomy? That's one of the big notions within the story. Not by far the only one, but one of them. And so, yes, I'm definitely going to put a link in the show notes to the review, because it goes over these notions very well. I'll also put a link to Peter's website, which is rifters.com. and it's currently made over. It just got a recent makeover, and it's pretty much, when you hit the homepage, that is, it's all about, it's a bunch of links to Echopraxia related subjects, like extra information, papers that are referenced in the, you know, like the little quotes and things that you get at the beginning of chapters in books nowadays, well, for a long time, but in books nowadays, one of, like, there's a paper, so you get a little short blurb in the book from a paper about written by probably like Jesuits within the Holy See, you know, within the Vatican, on the dangers of some of these new hive minds that to contemporary faiths, because more people are becoming, people are moving away. During the early 21st century, the posit is humans moved away from religiousness. And in the late 21st century, they're actually getting more faith-based, more religious, but these are religions that are not, they're new, they're different, they're related to these differing types of consciousnesses, and they are not friendly, and not, it's not advantageous for the Abrahamic religions. So you get a little quote from one of these in at the beginning of one of the chapters, and his whole essay that he wrote, which is, you know, five or six times as long as the quote, is actually on the website. So, and there's several of those, several different short blurbs that were in various places in the book are complete on the website. So worth checking out. Peter's blog is also there, which is fantastic. And also, the majority of his ebooks, I don't know if, I think Blindside's there. I'm not sure. I'm guessing Echopraxia isn't. I don't know if he CC licensed it or not. But most of his books, I don't know if he got the rights back or what, but a number of his books and short stories and novellas are available there on the website as Creative Commons licensed ebooks. So you can dip your toe in to Peter Watts without just go and grab it and see what you think of. I hardly recommend buying them, given the man, you know, buy paper copies, buy hardbacks. You know, he's an amazing author. The book just at certain points just blows your mind. And then then I'm reading through the notes and references, and I'm taking notes and putting books on my book list and downloading papers, academic papers to try and, you know, grind my way through later. It's just super, super good stuff. Series that I was reading before that's going to be on my list for later, I'm really enjoying, but the moment Echopraxia was available, well, I pre-ordered it on Amazon, so it just showed up at midnight, you know, I think last Tuesday or two Tuesdays ago before DragonCon. It came out, and I was partway through it, and then we hit DragonCon, and that didn't happen. I finished it up afterwards. But I cannot recommend the book highly enough. I've been very vague. It's hard to get too deep into the plot without starting to give things away, but you can read book blurbs, maybe, and see if it's worth reading. You can read the essay, like I said, at the LA Book Review. You could go either way. I would say if you read the essay and you think that it sounds like it's worth it, I would say go get Blindside in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I did not actually check and see if that's in his Creative Commons license books on his website. If it is, just download the dang thing. And if you like it, go and buy it in some way, shape, form, or fashion and give the man some money. And then read Echopraxia, because it's kind of a piece. They kind of flow together. Or if you just want to get Echopraxia, do it. But either way, absolutely worth it. You should do it. And that's my amazing book review of the day. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. We are found at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy, KKENNEDY, at kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is kenzoid. My Google Plus and Facebook profile links are in the show notes. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0. So thanks very much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.